The small cafe was bathed in the golden light of late autumn, the air filled with the rich aroma of coffee and the soft murmur of exchanges. Aria sat by the window, a book open on her stage, but her eyes drifting to the door every many twinkles. Moment was a day she had promised herself she'd eventually defy the verity she'd been avoiding for months. Her stylish friend Maya had always been her anchor. They met in council, clicked over late night study sessions, and participated dreams of seeing the world. But there was one secret Aria held near, a silent storm brewing beneath the face. She had fallen in love with Maya Swain Rian. Rian was the kind of man who walked into a room and made it feel like home. His horse laugh was contagious, his eyes bright with mischief and kindness. He loved Maya with a fierce fidelity that was clear to anyone who saw them together. Yet, whenever Rian looked at Aria, there was a spark, a warmth she plotted to ignore. Aria tried to bury her passions, believing they were a dangerous vision, a treason she must no way act upon. But love, as she was learning, was and so fluently silenced. After the cafe hassle, Aria's world felt like it was tilting on an edge she didn't want to admit. Every moment with Rian came charged with implied pressure, a dangerous cotillion on the border of fellowship and commodity interdicted. Maya, blissfully ignorant, planned their forthcoming anniversary festivity with Rian. She wanted everything to be perfect, the eatery, the flowers, the playlist, and she asked Aria to help with the arrangements. Aria agreed, each task a bittersweet memorial of what she was holding back. One evening, while helping Maya pick out gifts, Aria and Rian set up themselves alone in the cozy corner of the exchange. The light was soft, the music low, and for a moment, time sounded a break. They talked still about dreams, fears, and the little effects that made life beautiful. Aria caught herself leaning closer, drawn in by the sincerity in Rian's voice. Rian dithered, a flicker of commodity undecipherable in his eyes. "Aria, there's commodity I've been meaning to tell you." Before you finish, Maya's call snapped him back to reality. Aria's heart pounded. Was this the moment everything changed? Could she risk everything for the love she intimately harbored? The weeks that followed were a whirlwind of stolen ganders, nearly admissions, and the agonizing weight of silence. Aria scuffled with guilt, covetousness, and the hopeless stopgap that perhaps, just perhaps, Rian felt the same way. But when Maya set up Aria's tablet, filled with runes and sketches about an interdicted love, the fragile balance shattered. Treason hung heavy in the air as gemütlichkeit and commitment were tested. Aria realized that love was no way just about the heart's desire. It was about the courage to face the consequences. The moment Maya discovered Aria's tablet, the world as they knew it fractured. The runes, the sketches, the raw feelings all laid bare the secret Aria had tried to conceal. Maya's eyes filled with hurt, confusion, and treason. "Why didn't you tell me?" Maya asked, her voice pulsing. Aria plotted to find the words. "I no way wanted to hurt you. I tried to fight it, but it grew inside me like a shadow I couldn't escape." Maya's pain was real, but so was the love that had bound them for times. The three of them, Maya, Aria, and Rian, set themselves tangled in a web of passions that demanded honesty, remission, and understanding. Rian, caught between his fidelity to Maya and the inarguable connection he participated with Aria, made a choice, one that would change their lives ever. They spent nights talking, defying fears and trueness, learning that love wasn't about possession or pledges, but about acceptance and courage. The road wasn't easy. There were gashes, wrathfulness, and moments of mistrustfulness. But through it all, they discovered a deeper bond, one that transcended traditional boundaries. In the end, my friends, that wasn't just a story of interdicted passions, but the strength it takes to embrace love in all its complications. The story can be expanded or acclimated if you want further details or specific scenes. Would you like me to give the full combined textbook or explore any particular moments more deeply interdicted Kiss the Sun was setting behind the old megacity skyline, casting long golden murk that danced along the cobblestone thoroughfares? Amid the crowd bulging through the narrow alleyways, two numbers stood firm in a moment that neither time nor circumstance could fluently undo. Lila had always been the responsible one, the son of a reputed family, anticipated to follow tradition, to marry well, and in no way transgress from the path set before her. But in that moment, her heart betrayed every rule she would ever been tutored. Across from her stood Kian, the fascinating foreigner she had met only days agone. At the request, he was different. Debonair, enterprising, with eyes that held secrets she endured unravel. Their worlds were entmeant to collide, yet fate sounded to weave them together, with unnoticeable vestments. Their hands brushed compactly, a spark kindling between them, and also, without warning, Kian leaned in, landing her lips in a kiss that was both thrilling and interdicted. The taste of Kian's kiss dallied on Lila's lips like a secret rumored in the dark. For days subsequently, she set up herself replaying that moment. Each stolen touch, every regard charged with electricity. Yet, beneath the exhilaration was an eating fear. Their worlds were long halls piecemeal, divided by prospects, family honor, and implied rules that neither dared to break. Lila's family had formally arranged a marriage to a fat gentleman, a union designed to strengthen alliances and secure their standing. Kian, on the other hand, was a gypsy, an artist with no name, no home, but a spirit too wild to be chained. Despite this, their paths crossed again in the shadowed corners of the megacity. Hidden auditoriums, moonlit rooftops, and secret letters passed under the vigilant eyes of the stars. They participated stories of dreams and regrets, of freedom and immolation. But every stolen moment was a threat. Gossip spread like campfire in the narrow thoroughfares, and eyes watched with dubitation. Lila's parents grew colder, her musketeers more distant, and Kian's history began to catch up with him, whispers of peril, debts owed, and a life that refused to let him go. Caught between duty and desire, Lila faced a choice that would shape her fortune. Would she surrender to the chains of tradition, or risk everything for an interdicted kiss that promised a love worth fighting for? The night air was thick with pressure as Lila stood on the deck of her family's estate, gaping out at the distant megacity lights. Her heart pounded with the weight of the decision she had to make, a choice between the life counterplotted out for her and the wild, uncertain love that had awakened her soul. Kian's letter lay folded in her hand, its edges worn from innumerable readings. He wrote of stopgap, of dreams beyond a bejeweled pen, and of a pledge to stay for her, no matter the cost. But the world was closing in. Her parents demanded she marry the gentleman within days. The city buzzed with rumors of her secret meetings, hanging to shatter her family's honor. In the quiet hours before dawn, Kian appeared at the theater gate, his eyes searching hers for a sign. "Lila," he rumored, "do you trust me?" Gashes brimmed in her eyes. Further than anything, they fled together into the misty morning, hearts entwined and futures uncertain. The path ahead was fraught with peril, but in their arms, they set up a sanctuary that no law or tradition could reach. Their love, born of an interdicted kiss, came a rebellion, a testament to the power of courage, stopgap, and the unyielding desire to live and love freely.